Hi, I'm Georgina Hudson from GeorginaHudson.net. This podcast has been created to support you on your path of self-awareness and well-being, and to draw a roadmap together that can help you align mind and heart. Today we're having a tapping session to reduce stress and overthinking. For more information about what I do and about me, you can visit my website on GeorginaHudson.net or my Instagram account, GeorginaHudson.coach. Hello, hello, hello. How are you? What's up, people? In our last podcast, I mentioned that it had been a while since we did tapping, or EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. And well, as it turns out, many listeners sent their loving messages asking me to please have one tapping session. And when I replied to each message, I asked every person who wrote to me what they were interested in to tailor-made or customize the tapping session to what they wanted. And it was overwhelming. Everybody wanted me to do the tapping session about stress, some of them about overthinking. So I thought about merging both. And I think the question about overthinking came up in many of you as a result of our last podcast, which was all about living in our heads and, you know, falling into the rabbit hole that thoughts can lead us to. So for those of you who are new to the podcast and the concept of tapping, this is a technique that combines the stimulation of acupressure points. I'm going to talk about acupressure points. With focusing on specific emotional issues. Why? Because it tries to promote emotional well-being, and in this particular case, we're going to reduce stress. So what you do is tap on different meridian points of your body, and then you unlock suffering until you reach a place of greater serenity. It is a super powerful tool. Please refer to the tapping guide if you are new, so you know how to do it. You know what meridians, what points you need to tap on in your face and torso. Okay. During this session, I'm going to be guiding you through a series of steps to help you release stressful emotions, overthinking, anything that keeps you stuck in your head. And therefore, you're going to find a lot of calm afterwards. If you've been feeling overwhelmed or stressed, this episode is for you. So you're going to love it. Let's start, as usual, sitting in a quiet place where you can relax without being interrupted. Take several deep breaths to center yourself. We are going to inhale through our noses and exhale through our mouths. I'm going to be doing it with you three times. And we're going to do the following. We're going to inhale in four. We're going to hold our breath. And we're going to release the breath through our mouths to the sound of ah. So let's start with the first one. In for four. Hold. Release. Second breath. In for four. Hold. Release. Last time, breathing in. Hold. Release. It feels good already. So we're going to start tapping on our karate chop. That is to say, the meaty part on the side of our hand. So not the side of your thumb, but the other. Listen to what I'm saying. We're going to repeat phrases three times and you're going to keep tapping on your karate chop. Even though I feel overwhelmed by all my thoughts, I accept how I feel and choose to free myself from this burden. Go on tapping on your karate chop, the meaty side of your hand. If you make a fist, it's the meaty side. even though my mind is constantly filled with worries and negative thoughts, I choose to fully accept and love myself. Continue tapping on your karate chop. Even though I feel that stress is taking over my life and affecting my well-being, I acknowledge that I have the power to change my relationship with it. Now we're going to tap on our eyebrow. You know, when the eyebrow starts right on top of your nose. So tap there where the eyebrow starts and say, I feel trapped in a sea of exhausting thoughts. Side of the eye, where your temple is, my mind keeps spinning, wearing me out. Tap, 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 continue to tap. Tap under your eyes, or one eye, it depends on whether you want to tap on one side of your body or both. Tap under your eyes, on top of your cheekbone. Stress weighs me down. I feel like I can't take anymore. Continue tapping. Now we're going to tap between the nose and the mouth, under the nose. Thoughts pile up, overwhelming me. And now tap under your mouth. Each thought adds more weight on my shoulders. Continue tapping on below your shoulders. Each thought adds more weight on my shoulders, and stress consumes me. Tap under your armpit, on the side of your body, at the, you know, same level of your breasts, but under your arm, armpit. Stress consumes me, feeling like I never get a break. And now tap on your crown, the crown of your head. The mental burden exhausts me, leaving me drained. And now take a deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. And continue tapping, tapping, tapping. Let's tap on the eyebrow, exactly where the eyebrow starts, right on top of your nose, above your nose, and listen. My thoughts become an endless storm. And now tap by the side of your eye, where your temples are more or less. I feel like my mind is constantly at war with myself. Tap, tap, tap under your eyes, above your cheekbones. Stress leaves me breathless. Sometimes I feel underwater. Now tap under your nose, between your nose and mouth. Stress leaves me breathless. Now tap under your mouth. Each worry seems heavier than the last. Tap on your collarbone, just below the shoulders. I feel like I'm trapped in a maze with no way out. Continue tapping. Now tap under your armpit, by the side of your torso, more or less same line as your breasts. So tap under your armpit. Negative thoughts are like chains that bind me. And now tap on the crown of your head. The mental burden is exhausting. Continue tapping on the crown of your head. It's like carrying a weight on my shoulders all the time. Now let's breathe in deeply, in through the nose, out through the mouth, one time. And we continue tapping, we continue unblocking. Tap on your eyebrow, where the eyebrow starts, just above the nose. My mind is constantly filled with worries and negative thoughts. Tap by the eye, on the side of the eye, more or less where your temples are. Stress is taking over my life and it is affecting my well-being. Tap under your eyes, just above your cheekbones, your cheeks. I find myself trapped in a cycle of constant worry. Tap under the nose. My mind is filled with thoughts that overwhelm me. Tap under your mouth. Overthinking and stress are affecting my quality of life. And now tap on your collarbone. Overthinking and stress are part of my daily experience. Now tap under your armpit, on the side of your body. Overthinking and stress do not define me. And now tap on the crown of your head. Tap, tap, tap. I am ready to stop fighting against my thoughts and stress. And now take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Round four, we're going to continue tapping. We're going to tap where the eyebrow starts, just above the nose. I accept how I feel right now, even if it is uncomfortable, and I give myself permission to feel these emotions without judging myself. It's long, let's repeat, let's continue tapping on the eyebrow above the nose. I accept how I feel right now, even if it is uncomfortable, and I give myself permission to feel these emotions without judging myself. Tap on the side of the eye, where your temples are, or a little bit nearer your eyes. I am allowing myself to feel this anxiety without resistance, recognizing that all emotions are valid and temporary. Under the eyes, tap, tap, tap. Above your cheekbones, I accept that the stress is part of life, but it doesn't have to control me, and I am willing to let it go to find calm and balance. Under the nose, tap under the nose. I give myself permission to feel all my emotions, knowing that by doing so, I can release their power over me. Tap under your mouth. I accept that experiencing stress and anxiety is human, and I am willing to treat myself with kindness and self-compassion. Continue tapping on your mouth. I will repeat. Continue tapping under your mouth. I accept that experiencing stress and anxiety is human, and I am willing to treat myself with kindness and compassion. Tap on your collarbone. I am open to the full experience of my emotions, knowing that by doing so, I can find inner peace. Tap under your armpit. By the side of your torso. I accept that I cannot control my emotions, but I can choose how to respond to them with love and self-compassion. Continue tapping there under your armpit. I choose how to respond to my emotions with love and compassion. And now tap on your crown, the crown of your head. I accept that the healing process begins with acceptance and permission to feel what I feel in this moment. And now, breathe in and out one more time. Round 5, the last round. Let's tap on the eyebrow just above the nose. I let go of the need to control every thought that passes through my mind, and I trust in my ability to handle them healthily. Continue tapping all the way as I finish my phrases. Now, tap by the side of the eye, right by the side of the eye. A little bit in, you know, where the temples are, but near your eye. I allow my thoughts to come and go without clinging to them, recognizing that they do not define my worth or reality. Tap, tap, tap under your eyes, or eye if you're tapping on only one side, just above the cheekbone or your cheeks. I choose to free myself from the power that negative thoughts have over me, reminding myself that I am more than my thoughts and emotions. Continue tapping under your eye. Reminding myself that I am more than my thoughts and my emotions. Now we're going to tap under the nose, between the nose and mouth, under the nose. I am willing to stop identifying with my thoughts, knowing that they are nothing more than temporary patterns in my mind. And now tap, tap, tap under your mouth. I acknowledge that I cannot control all my thoughts, but I can choose how to respond to them with compassion and self-love. Tap on your collarbone. I am open to the possibility of letting go of my negative thoughts and instead cultivating more positive and constructive thoughts. Under your armpit, tap on the side of your body, your torso. I choose to focus my attention on the present, freeing myself from the weight of the past and the worries about the future. Continue tapping, 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 freeing myself from the weight of the past and the worries about the future. Now tap on the crown of your head. I am willing to let go of my negative thoughts and open myself to new perspectives and positive experiences. Good. Now take a deep breath. In through the nose, out through the mouth. It feels good. It feels good already. Okay, so when you started listening to the podcast, you were feeling some degree of stress and overthinking. And I would like you to think now, or to feel, not to think, to feel your experience right now. What sensations have you got? Do you feel a little bit lighter? And to conclude this session dedicating to coping with stress and overthinking, I want to remind you that emotional well-being is a continuous journey. It's not that I take some step and that is it for the rest of my life. No, unfortunately, it needs consistency. And once we are consistent with positive things for our mental health and well-being, we do them automatically because we love them, because the return is huge. So take new steps every day. If you loved this tapping session, please return to it. If you like meditating, return to meditating. If you like praying, pray. If you don't believe in something greater than yourself, then contemplate nature, move your body in the gym or outdoors, and have your therapy and coaching sessions, talk to a friend, and do it every day. It's journey. It's a journey towards inner calm, and it is invaluable. Allow yourself to breathe deeply every day and feel the serenity you have cultivated with all these steps. Remember that you have the power to release stress and to stop the constant flow of thoughts. Trust yourself, trust your gut, your ability to cope with challenging situations that may arise. And whenever you feel overwhelmed, remember the tools that you have learned in the podcast today and in the past, and take a moment to reconnect with yourself through tapping, mindful breathing, mindful meditation, or any other technique that helps you find peace amidst the chaos that life can be. And do carry this sense of calm and clarity you're feeling right now. Carry it with you throughout the day, remembering that you can always return to this space of tranquility when you need it. Trust yourself and your ability to find balance in any situation. We are not our thoughts. We are not our feelings. We are the being that is experiencing all that. And now to round off, think of one or two friends or people who would benefit from this session, and forward this session, which is free, to them. I appreciate all your messages with suggestions for the podcast. I am behind on many of them. But to be honest with you, the request for this tapping session was so huge that I wanted to put it first on the list. You know, but your messages are great inspiration for me. So thank you. Continue doing that. And if you're listening to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, I highly value your evaluation, the stars you give the podcast, the comments you make, your evaluation in general, the feedback. You can make a recommendation also. And this is fabulous because it reminds me that you are there and that I am helping you. And you are helping me doing that. And it gives me strength to continue offering this free material with the frequency I do. So thank you, thank you, thank you. A big hug, and until next podcast.